Welcome to Journal Club for January 20th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. On March 23rd, 2016, Microsoft released a product that, well, they're probably hoping that we've all forgotten about by now. It was called Tay, and it was a Twitter bot using the handle @TayAndYou. It was designed to interact with users and learn from conversations in real time. People would tweet at Tay would tweet back, and the hope was that it would become a full-fledged, thoughtful netizen, carrying on interesting conversations and showcasing the advancements that Microsoft had been making in AI. It's difficult to describe just how quickly this project went off the rails. Within hours, Tay began to mirror and amplify the language patterns it encountered, generating increasingly offensive statements. As users trolled the bot, deliberately feeding it inflammatory and discriminatory text, Tay's learning mechanisms, which lacked strong ethical or content moderation filters, quickly adapted to replicate those inputs. The model's response generation framework, which was designed to prioritize engagement and mimicry, resulted in the bot producing racist, sexist, and politically extreme statements. I'm not going to repeat any of that stuff here, but suffice it to say, it got really bad, really fast. 16 hours after it went live, Microsoft had to intervene and shut the whole project down. It's been offline ever since. To be clear, Tay was not a large language model, or at least it's not how we'd define an LLM today. In fact, the Transformers paper that would lay the conceptual groundwork for the possibility of modern LLMs wasn't going to be released for another year. Tay was more like a proto-LLM. We don't know all of its architecture, but it was likely a mashup of rule-based response templates, pre-trained statistical models, real-time reinforcement learning, and some basic sentiment analysis algorithms. And at the time, this really was arguably as good as a chatbot or a language model could be. But over the ensuing years, once Transformers came out and different organizations started training and debuting their LLM products, it became clear that projects like Tay were just child's play. The newer, more modern LLMs, or what we sometimes call foundation models today, like GPT-4 and Llama and Claude, were capable of functionality that Tay could only dream of. They could reason through complex tasks, generate coherent long-form content, adapt to different contexts, and interact with users in a personalized and dynamic way. But as researchers and the general public got access to early LLMs, people began to notice that something was still a little off. It's not that the LLMs were mimicking toxic and bigoted language the way that Tay did, but they were quite often still saying things that were problematic or just plain wrong. And it wasn't a hallucination issue. It was more subtle than that. Over time, it became clear that LLMs, since they were trained on text produced by humans, were beginning to reflect the biases, assumptions, and prejudices not just of specific authors, but of society as a whole. They were internalizing structural inequality and propagating harmful rhetoric as a result. These realizations form the modern basis of the field that we now call AI ethics, or sometimes AI alignment. Although, to be fair, the meaning of those words definitely changes over time. Either way, the idea is to attempt to steer AI behavior to align with human values, ethical considerations, and intended goals, while minimizing harmful or unintended outcomes. This field is rooted in the idea that we can build LLMs that aren't a reflection of our worst selves, but are a reflection of who we as a people could and would like to be. Today's article sits at the intersection of AI ethics and sociolinguistics, the study of language variation in social context. In this paper, the authors have identified six ethical issues, or what they call technical and sociolinguistic challenges, that LLMs are still wrestling with today. And they provide a framework and a theory for how we might be able to alleviate or at least begin to mitigate those issues. Their argument at the highest level has five pieces to it. Let's walk through it. 1. Each piece of text that is fed into an LLM during training can be classified by identifying it on three axes: dialect, register, and period. Dialect is the social background of the speakers who produce the language. Register is the context in which the language is used, and period is the time frame over which the language is produced. Two, you can use those three axes to create a three-dimensional space, and then plot where each piece of input text lies in that space. And when you do that, you'll see texts forming clusters. Each one of these clusters is called a variety. Three, there are six major technical and sociolinguistic challenges with modern LLMs. Social bias, domain adaptation, varietal misalignment, ethical and moral alignment, language change adaptation, and the scale versus diversity trade-off. Four, there is a unique root cause for each one of these alignment issues, but each cause has something in common. They can each be viewed as stemming from a deficit or an imbalance in the textual varieties that were present in the model's training data. Five, therefore, now that even proprietary models can be fine-tuned, we have an opportunity to fix each one of these issues. We do that by supplementing in the variety of training data that the model is missing. In a perfect world, we'd fix these issues by changing the corpora that they're originally trained on, but that's out of our hands, so fine-tuning we'll have to do. In this paper, the authors walk through that logical argument in detail, but rather than repeat their full argument here, I'd rather just focus on the key prescriptions that they make. Namely, how each alignment issue maps to a specific problem, which itself maps to a specific recommendation. Let's walk through each one of the challenges and the solutions that the authors recommend. Problem 1. Social bias. Language models often reflect and reinforce existing social biases. These biases can manifest as discriminatory outputs that marginalize or disadvantage certain groups based on race, gender, socioeconomic status, and other factors. This can originate from the disproportionate representation of dominant groups in training data and the implicit associations learned from historical and cultural contexts. The authors propose tackling this with something called stratified fine-tuning, where the training data is segmented to ensure equitable representation of different social groups. Problem 2. Domain adaptation. When models are trained on broad datasets, they can struggle to perform effectively in specialized contexts, such as legal, medical, or technical domains. The model may lack the precision, the terminology, or the contextual understanding required in these specific applications. The authors suggest targeted fine-tuning using a domain-specific corpus that captures the precise language features, conventions, and discourse structures relevant to that specific field. This approach goes beyond simple exposure to jargon. It involves modeling the communicative norms and stylistic expectations that are unique to each professional domain. Problem 3. Varietal misalignment. There is often a mismatch between the intended variety a model should represent and the one actually present in the training data. And of course, a model trained on an unrepresentative sample may fail to perform well for underrepresented linguistic communities. To resolve this, the authors recommend sociolinguistically informed corpus curation. The novelty here lies in the granular identification of sub-varieties. This can include nuances in syntax, lexicon, and discourse markers across the different speech communities. This precision allows for more authentic representation of the language varieties themselves. Problem 4. Ethical and moral alignment. Language models do not inherently understand or adhere to ethical or moral norms. This can lead to outputs that may be offensive, inappropriate, or misleading. Without a clear understanding of cultural sensitivities and ethical considerations, AI systems can generate content that contradicts human values, promotes harmful stereotypes, or spreads misinformation. To help mitigate this issue, the authors propose a weighted training approach, where different varieties of language are given deliberate prominence based on ethical and moral priorities. Instead of relying solely on broad guidelines or filtering, the model is fine-tuned using what's called a value-sensitive corpus. These are texts that are sourced from communities, ethical scholars, and institutions that actively reflect evolving moral standards. This structured prioritization helps the model internalize ethical nuances rather than just avoiding problematic language. Problem 5. Language change adaptation. Language is constantly evolving, and the models risk becoming outdated if they do not account for shifts in culture, technology, and society. Models trained on static datasets may fail to capture emerging slang, evolving societal norms, or new concepts. This leads to decreased relevance and effectiveness over time. In this paper, they address this issue through continuous fine-tuning cycles, with a focus on linguistic innovation and emergent registers. They recommend integrating real-time monitoring tools and an adaptive feedback loop that allows the model to stay in sync with evolving landscapes. And problem 6, the scale versus diversity trade-off. While larger datasets do improve the overall performance of language models, they often prioritize quantity over diversity. This can lead to overrepresentation of dominant varieties and underrepresentation of marginalized dialects and perspectives. As a result, models may generalize poorly across diverse contexts. The authors challenge the conventional belief in scale by advocating for representational completeness over data volume. They put a premium on strategic sampling over indiscriminate expansion. This allows for improved efficiency while preserving linguistic richness. As you can see, each one of these 6 solutions is narrowly tailored to the specific challenge it's trying to address. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Quite the opposite. Fixing these issues will require carefully curated interventions that account for the unique linguistic and contextual factors of each problem and the model you're dealing with at the time. So what can we take away from this paper? A few things. Namely, LLMs are still problematic and still have issues that need to be addressed. But unlike Tay, it does not look like the solution is just to shut them down. We now understand enough about how they work and how they form responses that we can make efforts to mitigate their worst impulses. So, whether you're using an LLM as a customer service chatbot or a content generation tool or a virtual assistant, we don't have to be limited to their off-the-shelf capabilities. We don't have to accept their built-in biases and issues. We have the ability to make them better, to make them less biased, to make them more fair and adaptable and aligned with our values. For better or worse, that opportunity is currently presenting itself through fine-tuning, which many of the foundation models now allow you to perform on your own. Hopefully, you can use the framework presented in this paper to better align your models to the values that are important to you. If you'd like to dive deeper into the sociolinguistic framework they laid out in this research, I'd recommend that you download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.